All right. Hey, everyone. It's Chloe Mason from Chloe Said It. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Chloe Said It. So again, this season on the podcast, we're going to be talking about dating in Portland, as there are many studies about how it is the worst place to date for a metropolitan city in the country. And I'm having guests from all walks of life to keep it real. So today I have my friend Allison Guth on to talk about her experience on dating as a Christian in Portland. So grab your tea, grab a snack, get comfy, and let's get right into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hey girl.
Hey, boo.
How are you?
I'm good as ever. How are you?
Good. I feel like I've seen you the most that I've seen you in a really long time.
Literally. I've been with E like the last, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've been hanging out here and there.
I like don't trust people to babysit my child, but
no, I wouldn't either.
Allison, I'm always like, hey girl,
you come over? Text me. Yes, I love my baby. He's so sweet.
He's a little sweet peach. He's so the best. So obviously people listening don't know your story. Mm-hmm. Where are you from? What do you do? How old are you? Give us the scoop.
Who are you? So first of all, thanks for having me. Yeah. I'm like super excited to hang out with you and talk and chat. But so I'm Allison Guth, better known as Al or Allie. You can call me whatever. Hey girl, miss whatever. I'm 26, going to be 27 in March. So Pisces queen.
Oh, God. Hey, oh God. This is making sense.
No tears yet.
Can't promise I'm not going to happen.
I am originally like born and raised from North Carolina, so East Coast girl. I moved to Florida when I was 19 to finish up school and go to college there. So I graduated from Florida Gulf Coast in 2017.
Okay. What'd you study?
My bachelor's, mass communication.
Okay.
Yes, so I have a bachelor's degree in fine arts and communication.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and a double minor in psychology and sociology.
Oh my God, cute. So, I didn't know that.
I got a little credentials.
Okay,
you know?
She's smart, right?
Bills are paid, she's smart. I moved out to Oregon actually 3 years ago. I actually came out here because I was in a relationship and he decided that he wanted to move out west. So his plan was to move to Seattle and he did. And my plan was to just follow him because I had no self-worth at the time. We're talking like literally 3 years
ago. Your life is my life.
I'm like, my life was so hard. Still is. But, you know, we're working through trauma therapy. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But anyways, I wanted to follow him. So I came out here. I had a friend who was modeling for Nike at the time. She's now like since moved back to Florida.
Oh, wow.
So she's not out here anymore. But she kind of opened up the gates for me to come out here, and I just felt like it was a God thing at the time to come out here and start a life and be with him and follow him. And I quickly realized that that's not what God had planned for me. He definitely wanted me to be here, but it's just been kind of an emotional whirlwind ever since. We had our relationship last for about 8 or 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Longer before I found out that he had been cheating on me.
Oh my God,
and
that was fucking narrative.
Yeah, so I found out he was cheating on me and being like slimy behind my back, like messaging other people. And honestly, I wasn't surprised because, you know, your intuition's never wrong.
No, it's not.
Like, especially a woman's intuition. My gosh.
To be honest, I don't need proof. If I feel something's off feel weird, I'm like, I'm gonna dip.
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between intuition and like your insecurity. Yes. And things like that talking, but you know, like that feeling in your stomach, you're like,
yeah, you're like, no, something does not feel right here. But it's crazy because at the time I was like, oh, like maybe I'm just, you know, like validating all these things in my head, like, oh, maybe it's this or maybe it's this. No, like it's not a maybe, it's actually happening. And I like really have encouraged myself the last 2 years ever since, like, you know, post breakup, to really listen to myself, because in those moments where I thought that I was like doing the right thing and feeling the right things, I was.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. So, yeah, I don't know. I just ended up staying out here, found a church that I planted myself in and a really good community group, friend group, and just decided to stay. So that's kind of a little bit about my story and how I got out here.
That's me. You know, it's funny. I have heard so many stories from people that have said they've moved out here, like with their partner because they wanted to just come to Portland. Mm-hmm. And I feel like 8 times out of 10, when I talk to people, the relationship didn't last and they stayed here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a common theme. That's insane. Yeah. So been here 3 years, got planted in a church here. So did you grow up in the church?
No, I didn't. I did not grow up in the church. Okay. I did not grow up like with a faith base of believing in God. I always like had that like thought in the back of my mind, like, oh, there's something greater than me. But figuring out whether that was Mother Nature or the universe, right, or God, or, you know, maybe even like art, another channel of, mm-hmm, you know, following and tapping into that faith was just something that I had always, you know, was always on my heart. I always, yeah, considered. But it wasn't until I met Nathan, actually, which is why it was so detrimental post breakup, that, right, I had actually chosen to become a Christian and follow Jesus. So yeah, that's what made it so rough after.
Yeah, and I like that you said, you know, it could be, you know, a number of different things that, mm-hmm, you were trying, like, you know, seeking out, because I think it's, at least for me, it's very important to me to keep that open mind and, you know, validate other people's, however they find God or whatever that looks like to them. It could look like a number of different things. Yeah. And we've talked about it before, you know, that our way, I don't think that we're here to push that the way I see God is, mm-hmm, is the way to go. If you're, mm-hmm, not, then, yeah, what you're, absolutely, doing is like, absolutely, no, it's like, I respect that. I, yeah, you know, whatever. So I think that was great that how you put that.
Absolutely.
So moving here, well, a little bit, about myself that I don't know if, you know, people listening know. Mm-hmm. I actually grew up in the church. My mom was a minister when I was younger. We traveled a lot. She spoke on Christian television. I led, wow, worship, taught Sunday school.
Yeah.
And then, crazy, went to Bible college. I was very swiftly kicked out. I think I was there, like, for 4 months. I was like, curfew, can't date.
You're
like,
negative.
I was like, I'm just going to lie.
Yeah.
And no, I swiftly got caught.
You're like, yeah, Ghost Rider, we're not. Yeah. No, no, no.
Ended up dating my best friend in the program, who was a female as well.
You're, and, like, by the way. Like,
and during dorm checks, I remember them, like, slide, as I was, like, in bed, passed out, hungover, they, like, slide open my closet, and there was two big jugs of Carlo Rossi. And I was like, what, like, the hell? How
did, like,
those,
bro,
how did those get in there?
Snuck these, our pastor snuck these in here.
As my teeth are, like, yeah, bleached red from June the night before.
You're, like, literally so, yeah, dried out. You're like, bro, I'm somebody, like, give, guys, me some water.
I can't make it to morning prayer.
But I'll worship in my bed, though.
Yes.
Nice shot.
Listen. Like. No, so it's crazy. And I think that's what I also appreciated about, mm-hmm, you when we met, because we're, I don't feel like, you know, when you think of, like, Christians or whatever, like, I don't think we're the first people that come to mind,
no,
you know, no, but it's, so I think, blown, being authentic and, you know, I think there's a lot of, not performative, but there's this, like, perfectionism, the Christian, mm-hmm, seeking out the Christian perfectionism.
Oh, yeah.
And,
for,
you know,
sure,
keeping this clean cut image versus, like, you know, there's, I clearly, yeah, I have sex before marriage.
Yeah,
clearly, you know, I'm divorced. You know, mm-hmm, I have all these things. And I don't think I have ever loved myself more than I do right now, mm-hmm, when I accept all of those things and I see that my higher power is still, like, rooting me on. It's not conditional.
Right.
It's dope. It's dope. And so I've always seen you embrace yourself, mm-hmm, which is amazing. But I can't remember exactly where my thought was going with that, but we're just going to transition.
I was going to say, too, God, for anyone who's listening and is, like, trying to tap into, like, oh, I want to be a Christian, or, like, I, yeah, want to believe in Jesus, but I'm just afraid because I'm so imperfect. Well, here's a story. Here's a little, like, snippet for you. God loves you because you are imperfect and he is perfect. So it's like, yeah, you know, you're never going to reach your fullest, like, potential. You're never going to reach, like, your fullest, like, you.
Yeah.
You just won't, because you're a growing, evolving human being, and God accepts you and loves you for who you are. And I think that I can speak for a lot of people when I say, like, you know, you just come as you are. That's the beauty,
yeah,
of faith and the,
yeah,
beauty of God and the beauty of Christianity is that you know, there's no one size fits all. It's, mm, literally so many different walks of life, so many,
yeah,
people. And You know, everyone's imperfect.
Yeah, no, and I personally, it's a tough battle for me to identifying, or if I identify as a Christian. Mm-hmm. I'm not bitter with the church by any means, but there, especially coming to Portland, there have been, let's see, I've tried 3 different churches since I've been here. I think I moved here about 6.5 years ago, and I'm like, I'm ready to serve. I want to get planted, especially I don't have any family here. Mm-hmm. And every time when I would open up about my life and share that I, you know, also date women, mm-hmm. they would say, you're so welcome here. Jesus loves you. God loves you. You can't join as a member, but you can still attend.
Yeah.
And it's just been, that was really challenging. And so I didn't want to become the person that's bitter, you mm-hmm. know, become atheist or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I kind of found that what is so great about life is not living in a box. You can live in a trapezoid. You can live in a fluid
rectangle.
Movement. Yeah. Maybe an oval, you know, but so it's like, stop. I still pray. I still worship. Mm-hmm. I got my prayer closet. Mm-hmm. I, you know, I have these things. I listen to sermons by Stephen Furtick, Elevation.
Love him.
Good. And I love how he keeps it real. And he was like, I have an anchor problem. Like, he like talks about real stuff. But so it's like I do all those things, but I also got my crystals.
Yeah.
I also got my cards. Mm-hmm. I also charge my crystals and set out moon water, and I drink it in the morning. Every time the clock goes to 11:11 until it hits 11:12, if I randomly look at it, I say all the things, like I just showed my son today. I was like, oh my God, it's 11:11. He's like, what do we do? And I was like, prosperity, wealth, success, joy, love, peace. And I say all of the things until it hits 11:12. Yeah. So I've made it my own.
Yeah.
And I feel fulfilled. I feel happy. And I think it wasn't until I said that God's got me no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to, you know, I don't need to try and fit this image mm-hmm. of perfection to just keep what my higher power looks like to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we both, I'm not going to share too much on it because I don't want to get either of us in trouble. But we met at a church here that I went to and got planted in. And I think the hardest part for me about maybe it's not just in Portland, but Christians in general, mm-hmm. is the lack of authentic and genuine relationship. Mm-hmm. Like the whole point of the Bible is not all these do works, do this, do that. It's literally, they show you it's all about living in relationship to people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get struck by lightning, but
You won't in Portland, so you don't.
Well, listen, from God directly, but in the Bible, from his adolescent years to what is that, 33?
Mm-hmm,
there's nothing there. Mm-mm. And in my mind, what I'm telling myself is Jesus did some foul shit.
Yeah,
he did all this stuff because he was literally human, and we all make mistakes, mm-hmm. and we don't see that in there. And so I'm like, just in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay, so he gets it.
He knows.
I always tell myself that. I'm like, hey, we don't know. So right. We don't know.
You're like, maybe I should ask him.
I know. I should ask. What happened with you and Mary Magdalene?
I want to know. Curious. Yeah. What were you doing hanging out with all those people?
Mm-hmm. I know you were thinking something. But yeah, so I love that we have had that to be able to talk about, mm-hmm. but in Portland, mm-hmm. your experience as a Christian.
God. Oh God.
Well, first of all, this has been one for me as well. But mm-hmm. when you're looking for a partner, mm-hmm. do you look for them to be like-minded and have the same religion and, you know, lifestyle as you, as far as your spiritual walk?
So I think you made a good point earlier that we are, you know, we're both so unique in mm-hmm. the way that we think, in the way we process, in the way we feel. And I think that it's very, very important to stay with your moral compass to stay very set on who you are as a person, because that's very, very important. So in my recent experience, or just dating experiences here in general, I do try to find someone who is like-minded in the sense that, you know, they're kind of going towards the same things as me. You know, they want the same things, they value the same things, because your relationship with this person is also has God at the top. So it's like a triangle. So you have God and then two people who are reaching towards, you know, that higher power. And I think it's really important to not, you know, place yourself in a position where you're sacrificing who you are, like the values that you have and who you are as a person and what you have to offer, to morph into fitting maybe like this guy is like really hot and he drives a nice car and he's great and he's breezy and he's all these things. He's amazing. You want to date him and that's great. But does he have like the ability to show you that he's vulnerable and you can trust him and that he's going to show up and that, you know, he's going to do acts of service and do all these things for you? Because there are certain things that, you know, people do that I'm just not willing to like sacrifice my moral compass for. So
that's, and then I've been married and I've talked about that before. And, you know, I know what that feels like to not have God at the center, because when shit hits the fan and shit gets hard.
And it will.
Yeah, it will. And it does.
And it does. Yeah.
Where is my partner going to be? Are they going to be able to pray for me when I can't? Are they going to be able to lead? And I think that is so important. And then we, you know, about being unequally yoked, which, you know, for you don't know what that means, it's like at two different places in your spiritual walk. And I feel like I've always been at a different space than that, where I'm always teaching.
For sure.
I'm always like, okay, and this is what we're going to do. Let me hold your hand through this. And that is like, so that's something that I've talked about with recent partners and people I go on dates with. Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah.
It doesn't exactly have to look exactly the same as mine, but respecting mine, knowing what I need to just feel connected. But then there are people that say they are either Christian or mad spiritual. Because if you go through Hinge or Tinder, I feel like everyone has spirituality. What the fuck does that look like?
What the fuck are you talking about? But they what do you mean by that?
And there's hella Christians.
Question mark.
I'm like, I'm more confused that you put that. I'd rather you say, I don't know.
Excuse me, sir. Can you explain? Like,
and that's when I go on dates and I'm like, I saw you said Christian or spiritual. Did you just put that, or do you actually walk that out? It doesn't have, obviously, like, again, with the perfectionism, you don't have to, like, go to church every Sunday or whatever. And every fucking time, I swear to God, maybe one time out of 10, will I meet someone that actually lives that out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely been on dates with people. Like, I went on a date with this one guy and he was wearing this cross necklace around him. And like, that's how I fucking knew. Okay. That's how I knew. Like, no, this guy is not, he's a fraud.
And
he's
I never know. It's like, people, it's like, why the fuck would you wear a sign? I mean, it's cool. I get it. But if, why would you wear a sign of crucifixion?
Yeah.
Like, if I was shot and I died, I don't want y'all to wear a gun on your neck. Like, that's so, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, hey, I died this way. Let me remember exactly how you were murdered. Like, I don't,
like,
you're like, all right.
Actually, engrave my name on the gun. Like, actually.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Hung a gun on my wall as well. Also, it's all over the church. It's a shrine.
I'm weak. No, but it's so true. I was actually thinking to myself earlier, like, there's a difference between, like, a Christian and then a woman or a man of God. Like, a Christian, like, anyone can say, like, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. Like, okay, great. Like, what are your values? Like, do you worship? Do you pray? Like, do you lead in prayer? Do you, you know, reach out and love all people? Like, are you kind of tied into one specific thing where it's like, okay, you love this specific set of people, but we're against like XYZ community. So for example, in the church, you see a lot of people who are against, quote, the queer community. And it's like, okay, but Jesus calls us to love all people. So I'm confused on how you're against one group or subcategory of people, but you're called to love all people, but you say that you're a Christian. Like, it doesn't make sense.
And it's also giving in their mind the power to the hierarchy of sins,
for
it's like you're judging for something that you see outwardly, yet behind closed doors, not only are you probably cheating on your wife, you're gambling, which is a sin in the Bible. You're lying. You're envious of your neighbor. You're, you know, it's so it's like Okay. It's like, yeah. It's like the throwing stones thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right.
Yeah. It's like two wrongs don't make a right, but
right.
Whatever, I guess.
And I go by what Jesus says. And not one spot in the Bible did Jesus ever speak on, you know, queer people, LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. And I've heard Stephen Furtick says, if Jesus didn't say it, neither will I.
Yeah.
And boom.
That's so good.
That's just,
that is so good.
Like, why would I talk about it if he didn't? Like, yeah. I'm like the almighty.
And why magnify it and right. make it a bigger thing? And it's like people always say, oh, only God could judge me. But God's not judging you. No, like, he never
chilling.
Is.
He's
so it's
chilling.
Like, he's just chilling. Like, he just wants to have a conversation with you. He just, yeah. he literally just wants your heart. That's all he wants.
Yeah.
I have people come to me all the time and they're like, what does God want from me? Like, I don't even know how to start. Like, right. he just wants your yes. Like, literally, that's it. And you don't have to do anything to please him.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to do literally anything. Just, mm-hmm. you know, it's like having a conversation just like this. Like, the yeah. dialogue is just the same. I cuss God out sometimes when I get real freaking
Girl.
Pissed. Like, dude, we will go at it back and forth. I'm like, no, I'm fucking pissed
yeah.
that you took this away from me or you did this. And he's like, well, I'll sit with you while you're mad, but there's nothing I can do about it because
yeah.
I'm trying to show you something.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you
I get embarrassed when I pray for the same thing again. I mean, kind of like when you're in your 20s and you're like, God, if you help me get through this hangover, I swear
right.
to God, I'm never going to drink
you.
Again.
Yeah, I'll
come
worship
Friday.
You for an hour and a
Same
half.
Shit. I know I said last week I wouldn't drink, but like it was a birthday and like, you know.
But I had a good time.
I need your strength
yeah,
today.
Right? I need you today, Lord. I'm drunk.
You're like, listen, I just want to tell you I love you. He's yeah. like, she's had six mimosas at brunch.
He's like, man. Yeah, but tomorrow we're going to church. Or maybe you did an hour before.
That's sure. the thing. I always talk about the Black community in this aspect, how you can go to the strip club the night before. You can slay some rocks, whenever. But come Sunday morning and your family going, oh, you going.
Oh, you're going.
And be like, you're going to church.
And yeah, you're singing.
You
yeah.
We went out last night.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
and?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I
literally don't care. You could have alcohol poisoning in the ER. You're coming to church.
Yeah, but like, Jesus is going to fix
yeah.
it.
No, he's going to fix it.
But with Portland being super liberal and kind of also known as like a woo-woo place, mm-hmm. Has it been challenging to meet single people that are like-minded? I just kind of, like, I mean, I don't meet Christians here every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually shocking when you meet people of the same faith as you. So,
yeah.
for example, I went to breakfast this morning with a friend and we're hanging out and this guy comes up to the table. You know, he works at the restaurant. He's like, hey, you guys seem so cool. Like, just comes up and has a conversation with us. And he's like, how'd you guys meet? Yada, yada, yada. So I told him how we met. He was like, yeah, we met through our church. Like, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, oh, church. You know, it like makes people stiff as
You're
fuck.
Like, ah.
I'm like, oh shit. Like, is that a trigger for you? But no, mm-hmm. we just like, and it is for a lot of people. It really is because
yeah.
a lot of people
and valid.
Have such, yeah, it's so valid. A lot of people have such skewed, you know, and a lot of church hurt. Like it's so
trauma.
Freaking
it can be
real.
Traumatic.
So traumatic. And we just got to talking and then I told him I was coming over here to talk with you and do this podcast with you. And he was like, what are you talking about today? And I was like, we're talking about Christian dating in such mm-hmm. a liberal city, literally
right.
such a liberal city. I was like, and to answer your question, yes, I have found that dating here is so hard. Like, it's like, you know, what I just said, as soon as you mention like God or faith or anything, people
yeah.
are tense. They're like, oh yeah. my God, like this girl is judging me hard fucking core.
Nah.
And it's like, nah, dude, I'm actually the opposite. Like,
yeah.
I am so fucked up myself. Like
yeah.
I've done so many things. I've smoked weed, I've drank, I've done drugs, mushroom
yeah.
molly, you name it, I've done it. Like, and I have gone so far out of line of the Bible, but does that make God love me any less? No.
Yeah, I'm just a human living my truth.
Yeah, I'm just a human. I'm just, you know, doing my thing because I would rather regret nothing than regret everything.
Right.
So it's like you can look at it one of two ways, but it's been really hard to date here because I've just been, you know, you think that there are a lot of people in this area that are going to be like-minded
no.
like you. But I personally think Oregon in general and Portland specifically, it's like everyone is like screams individuality and like, right. fuck you. Like, I don't need anyone. Like, I don't need anyone but myself. Like, it's me, myself, and I. I'm not dating. Like, I'm not doing this. And if I am dating, it's on my terms, my conditions, and we're probably going to fuck. Like, that's just point blank.
Oh,
period.
Yeah. We're number one for the most so casual like, sex in the country.
Yeah. And I used to be so about it, but like, the older I get and the more my theology, like, turns my brain, like, the more I, like, read, the more I write, the more I study, the more I, like, pray and worship, the more I'm like, you know, and that's okay, but for me personally, it's just not my thing, like, anymore.
Right.
I used to be, like, so gung-ho about it, but now I'm just kind of like,
yeah.
I'm gonna just, you know, I was telling my mom the other day, she's like, oh, you think you'll ever get married? I'm like, unless God like wraps a bow on his fucking head and puts him on my front porch, literally don't know like how or when I would ever meet that person.
But yeah, it's exhausting. I feel like it just takes, I feel like, you know, it used to be so fun for me. I still love people. Yeah. I still, you know, dating is amazing. Mm-hmm. But it gets so fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
So exhausting to peel back the layers of people, yes. and find out that the things that they spoke about were actually just in the first mm-hmm. three layers. Mm-hmm. Take that away.
You're like, nah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, we just wait. Nah, well, yeah. it's not a waste of time because you got to know another human. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it wasn't what you were looking yeah. for.
And another thing I found, too, is a lot of people just, they don't know who they are. Like, yeah. they don't know. And it's like,
I can't, you know, walk that out with you.
No, I can't, because I've walked it out with so many other people before, and it's fucked me up. And it's caused me so much unneeded trauma.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't work through those traumas with that person, because the cancel culture is so real. I've already cut them out of my life, which is something that I'm also working on. But it's like, my thing is like, I want to love people to the best of my ability. And I don't believe in conditional love, but I do believe in boundaries. And so it's yeah. like one of those things where it's just like, you have to take dating with a grain of salt. And for me, it's like, I don't want to step on anyone's toes by being overbearing, because I, like, vulnerable is my middle name. Like, yeah. I will literally tell you my whole life story,
yeah.
everything about me the first time we meet, if I'm comfortable.
You're not a lesbian.
Right? Me too, actually. Me too. Fuck, I might be. I don't know. I'm kidding. You're like, wait,
evolution.
A sec. You're like, girl, you're growing. No.
I'm dead. Well, no, I feel that. And I do know a little bit about your dating history.
Oh my God.
But give us a little summary of what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Here she goes. I know exactly who you're going to talk about.
God,
I know this
no.
exact situation.
Okay, so I will tell you guys a dating story. Some of you might laugh. Some of you might be like, girl, what the fuck? I know. Trust me. Like I said in the beginning, I had no self-worth like 2 years ago. So can
we
just...
Are we doing that one?
Which one?
I thought we were talking about the one from...
Oh, we're talking about...
Okay. Listen, I can't wait to explain in my words what this dude looks like. And if you listen to this, you know there's no cap. Like, this is what you look like. This is how you act. I'm gonna say
oh
it right
God.
Now. So this dude, he is the typical dude in Portland. Everyone's a fucking quote unquote creative director in Portland. It's like, what do you
yeah,
do?
Yeah.
But this dude is
everyone's
exactly,
a designer.
Everyone's like a creative,
yeah,
you know?
Everyone's
just create and like
literally,
vibe.
Literally.
But this guy, I saw him and he's like kind of like not like aloof, but just kind of like swaying. He's tall, white, and
white.
Wearing like,
so
you know,
white.
Sneakers and plaid with like a little cuffed up beanie, like every other like wannabe swaggy
yeah,
white dude in Portland. Like, you all are dressing the same. Do you have the same closet?
Literally.
With a
or do you
cap?
Share the same closet? And why is your beanie like above your head?
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Is
they
up?
Cuff it so
literally,
high.
Literally. I'm like, what is the point of? The point of a beanie is to cover your ears, I thought.
If I can see your hairline, it shouldn't be on.
No.
It's like,
no, no,
what
no, no,
are you
no.
doing?
No, that's crazy. Okay.
So now you have the visual. It's this guy who's
okay.
wannabe swaggy. Got it.
So I told you guys 3 years ago I moved out here. Well, about 8 months after me and Nathan, my ex, broke up, I decided, not we, bitch, me, decided that I was going to start dating again. Okay. So I ended up deciding one day at service, one of my roommates took me to church, and this was like the first time that I'd ever stepped foot into this church. And in my head, I'm like, I'm heartbroken as fuck,
right.
Which means I just want to, you know, get on one to get over one, as my parents would say. And yeah. So I was like, I'm literally going to find one to get on so I can get over my ex-boyfriend at church.
That's funny that you say get church. On one when in my mind, when I've heard it, it's like get under to get over.
It, really?
Yeah. Okay. So you're getting on top.
I'm
you're
not doing top. Missionary. No, we're okay. not doing missionary. Okay. No.
What's it?
Not
I'm lazy then.
Yeah, not in my book.
I'm like, I want to be a starfish.
You're like, I'm going to dead fish.
Yeah, I'm just a starfish.
You're like, I'm literally just going to flop out of the water here. You do your thing. I'll let you know when I'm satisfied.
Which probably won't happen. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so I decided, I had seen this guy, like, going into church. I was like, wow, this guy is so hot. Exactly how you described him. He's so tall. He's so built, like, from the back. I was like, he looks so attractive. Okay, listen, he sounds delicious, but my mind has definitely changed about him. I'm going to get there. So I'm, like, so about him, like, want to hang out, want to talk to him. I'm, like, I got to find a way, but I got to be smart about it because right. I'm so heartbroken right now. I got to be smart about this and, like, really manipulate this yeah. almost, the situation. So I see him, and I'm, like, okay, our pastor does a minute to mingle, so I am going to sit behind him. That way, when he has to mingle, it's to my face, and so he can see my face, and we can meet. Yeah. So we end up meeting that way. He literally turns around. It works, and in my head, I'm like, yes, God is real. Like, this is working. This is literally, like, this is going to work out. We're going to get married. We're going to have babies, whatever. Right. I'm like, cool. So we end up talking, and later that day, he's like, I follow him on Instagram. And I was going to follow him prior to, like, meeting him, but I was like, that's fucking weird.
Well,
and I don't want him.
So it wouldn't be too
Yeah, I guess not. But, you know, the insecurities in my head, I'm like, nah, I need to, like, establish who I am first, and then I'll reach out or whatever. So he beats me to reaching out. He slides up to one of my highlighted stories. So he was going through, like, my whole Instagram. Yeah, he's like,
he didn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, I'm creeping.
And it wasn't even, it was, like, to a food post. So it was like, oh my God, this place is so good. And I'm like, fuck, really? Like, that's kind of dry. But just like the chicken at that one place was. But I'm like, okay, it's whatever. I'm like, it's whatever. I'll just
give advice for where to find quality fried chicken in Portland, by the way.
Not
besides
KFC.
Pock.
Besides KFC.
Ew.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's foul.
Popeyes.
Oh, okay.
Popeyes is pretty
good. I could fuck with Popeye,
Okay, their sandwiches.
Chicken
Popeyes.
Sandwich. So, anyway, sorry. Continue.
Anyways, no, you're fine. I love chicken sandwiches. But we end up messaging, and he asked me, like, I tell him, we somehow get on the topic of me being from the East Coast, and then he was like, oh my God, like, I'd love to meet up. That way, like, you can tell me your story. Like, I'm so interested and intrigued by you. And I'm like, hell yeah. Like, I'd love that too. And so we had planned to meet up, and it fell through because he totally, like, did not message me back. And in my head, I'm like, okay.
God.
Whatever. Like, it's not that big of a deal. He'll reach out a second time. So he does. He reaches out, like, the next day. And he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I would love to try this again. And, like, I'm totally not going to fuck it up this time. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I give him the second chance, and I'm like, all right, let's plan this. So we plan something. It ends up falling through again, as if he forgot again. And at that point, I was like, okay, like, this is literally soul crushing. I was like, so I call up my friend JJ, and I'm like, JJ, do you want to go out and get fucking lit with me tonight? Because I'm trying to dance and, like, sing and just be with my guy bestie and, like, hang out and whatever. Like, just the two of us, whatever. And this was pre-COVID. So life was, like, extra, extra fun and sweet.
Yeah,
and all these
poppin'.
People were out. It was popping. Like, it was great. And we show up to this bar in Mississippi. Comes over, gets ready with me. And we show up to this bar in Mississippi. And I walk into the bar.
Shut the
and
fuck
guess
up.
Who the first fucking person
no.
at the table is with another girl. Yes. It was him.
Okay,
for
I'm so sorry. But I've worked on myself since then. But, you know, that's when you get, like, your windows smashed.
Yeah.
Your tire slit.
You're
like
tire
you have
slashed.
The audacity to talk to me and, like, no, that's so gross. Continue.
Well, what hurt me was the fact that I literally met him in church. So being new to my faith and like new to this Christian world, I'm like, oh, wait, like Christian people are like that. Like in my head, I was like, what? This is so fucked up. Like I have no idea what's going on or why he's acting like that. But I feel like I deserve more respect than that, which I do. Ladies, you do. Men, you do.
You do. And even no matter how fine they are, no matter what they say prior, if they literally don't treat you with the utmost, then just dip. You're going to be fine either way, and you're going to find someone else.
And so anyways, I end up never hearing from him, like, again. Like, he never DMs me again. And then he launches this collection that he had designed, and I decided that I was going to buy one from him. I'm not going to say the type it was.
I remember this.
I'm not going to say the type of clothing it was, because I will totally give it away, but it was a hooded flannel. And...
I hope you listen and you feel attacked.
No, I'm sure he's a good person. Not towards me. Like, his first impression.
I'm
like,
sure
really,
he's a wonderful guy.
I'm sure, you know, he's a child of God. I'm sure he's great.
I hope he thrives, yeah. BB. I hope.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
I'm sure he will at some point, just not this point. But so I end up purchasing one of these from him. And between, like, March when I ordered it to September, I still hadn't gotten it. And so our communication was strictly and solely based upon me getting this freaking flannel that I paid a lot of money for.
Was it over $50?
Oh yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was $75. $75.
Not trying to support local creatives and then think you're no. Oh my God.
I was so upset.
So
dude, I was so upset. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe this. Anyways, so I end up finally getting the flannel. Wasn't what I initially ordered. Was way too small for me. I ended up gifting it to my sister because she loved it. And she wears it all the time now. And every time I see it, I just like eye roll back. My fucking eyes go all the way back into my head.
All the way
back. And I'm like, dude. Oh, I can't. And she wants me, she always wants me to tell her the story because she thinks it's so, she's 14. And yeah. She's like, that story's so funny. I'm like, just wait until you start dating and you see how fucked up it actually is. Because, like, it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's so rude. But anyways, fast forward. This guy, every Sunday, I'm not even kidding you, is always staring at me, like making eye contact with me, to a point where I've had people who I don't even know in the church come up to me and be like, this guy is staring at you, you should get to know him. And I'm like, no, I already tried that and it didn't fucking work.
Oh,
so
my God.
Yeah. And like I said, I know to other people he's a great guy. I just kind of there's a part of me that wishes he would have just been, not a part of me, there's a whole fucking piece of me that like wishes he would have just been honest, because out of anyone on this planet, I know people always say this about themselves, but I would not give a flying fuck, like, if he would have just told me the truth, you know?
Right.
It's like, honesty is the best policy, and it gets you so far. Like, it really, really does. And so I've just been, like, so annoyed by this person, and I've let go of it since. Like, I actually took, like, a three-month period to pray about it, because he was irritating me that bad, like, at the fact that he did that. But
it's a sign of lack of maturity as well.
Yeah.
Like not being able to be being uncomfortable is such a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had to learn that so hard. Just being like, I need to voice my feelings.
Yeah.
I need to voice that this isn't okay with me. And it would be so uncomfortable. But then now it's like, I value my time. I value myself. And it's like, I'm going to tell you how I feel. You can do as you please, but I'm not going to feel like myself if I don't put this out there.
Yeah.
So the fact that a man that is walking like the in the Christian faith can't do that is like, this is such a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a bad look.
Yeah. And the fact that like everyone around him is so gung-ho about him. I'm just like, you know, that's amazing. Like I said, I'm sure he's a great guy, but he did not give me a good first impression. And like, I wish more than anything he probably just wouldn't have reached out to me to begin with, because now I just have this sour taste about him. And when I see him, it's like all good. Like I'll look at him the same way that he looks at me, but it's still frustrating. Like I get frustrated. I'm like, dude, that was wrong. Like that was foul.
That's gross. And so I mean, this is a little bit of, you know, dating as a Christian in Portland. Like it's a hot mess, but I'm really excited to, are looking forward to seeing how you answer these questions, because we play a little game called This or That. Ooh. And so I'm intrigued to see what you're gonna what you're gonna pick. So hold on a second, refill your tea, use the bathroom real quick, or I mean you can always listen to a podcast while you use the bathroom. True. But give us a quick sec. We're gonna be right back with This or That. Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so let's start with an easy one. Okay. Would you rather like do cooking at home or going to the food carts?
Ooh.
In general, like for you?
In general? Bitch, I don't cook, so I'm going to the food
cart. I thought it was going to be cooking because you...
No.
We just talked about this the other day. You're like, I made this like really yummy...
Okay, that doesn't mean I like it. That doesn't mean I enjoy it. Honestly, it was pretty good, but food cart food is just smacks every time.
Portland literally. Is very, very good at their food carts.
I'm like, man, just give me an orgasm, I guess.
Okay. A little foodgasm.
Foodgasm.
So a little Christian, I hope you know what these are, but which one to listen to every single day for 3 months?
Oh, 3 months? Damn, that's a long time. Okay, go ahead.
I can only imagine.
Oh, God.
Do you know that song?
Yes. I was like, oh, I thought you were saying I can only imagine.
That song.
Yeah, hit me. Yeah.
You know that song?
I can only imagine.
Yes, that fucking song.
Let my ass see. Oh,
my God.
Probably not. Give me
every single
option.
Day for 3 months. Or what is that song?
No.
Shout to the Lord. Do you remember that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I hate the fact that I have to answer this, but I'm going to have to go with Shout to the Lord. I can't.
You know, I think that's one I could see myself, like, Millie rocking or hitting the Dougie to. You know,
yeah,
when it's just, like, just being goofy. I can only imagine it's just... I can't. There's a video. I'm not going to even talk about it, but there's a video you can YouTube of that song that, I'm just not even going to go there because I get in trouble. But anyways.
The I Can Only Imagine song is so slow. 3 months in a row? Gosh. Might be. Oh, my God.
All right. So a dude that is dating a dude that's a virgin or dating a dude that goes out 4 nights a week.
Oh, my God. I would have to say dating a guy that goes out 4 nights.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
But without you.
Oh, okay. A virgin.
Yeah. Because he's like, you're like, hey, what are you doing, babe? And he's like, I'm at fucking Sandy Hut with the dudes throwing back some brews.
I'm like, oh, shit, for the fourth time this week.
Yeah, you're like, but I want quality time.
I'm like, but physical touch is my love language. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God. So what are your, what's the order of your love languages?
Yeah. So in a romantic relationship, because let me tell you, with my friends, like, I'm not touchy. I'm just not. If my friend has a physical touch love language, I respect that and I'll hug them and lay with them and whatever. It doesn't mean I like to do it, but mine in a romantic relationship are physical touch, quality time, 100%.
Yeah.
And then acts of service. Mm-hmm. I love like being able to do things and serve others, or him serving me. I think that is so hot. Like, it's so hot. It's just, honestly, it's really masculine. I really like it.
It's
I'm like,
hot.
I fuck with that.
It's hot.
Yeah. I'm like, you're hot.
Like yours. I mean, acts of service. If, you know, they're like, hey, I know you have a really busy day, but I did this for you.
Oh, I know.
You're like, oh, my God, take off your clothes.
You're like, hey, come touch me.
Come touch me. It's my love language.
Yeah, hey. I don't care where or how. Just come touch me.
Well, you are single.
Yes.
And so if somebody wants to follow you, check you out, where can they follow you on Instagram, or what is your handle?
Yeah, so they can follow me on Insta at amguth. It's AMGUTHH. The two H's throw people
the
off.
The two H's.
Yeah, so it's my first initial, middle initial, last name.
Amazing.
So perfect.
Thank you so much for coming on and being open about your faith and your experiences in Portland. I really value you taking the time out of your day to sit and chat with me, and I get to talk with you for an hour uninterrupted.
I know, right?
Oh, not when I'm coming back from a date.
No, nothing. Like, literally not when you're like dead and ready to go to bed. Well, I love you, and I'm so proud of you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
And I'm just happy to be here, honestly. I literally love you so much. So happy to be here.
Thank you. So we're going to take a quick second and I'm going to come back with the date recap and then say goodbye to you beautiful people. Thank you guys for listening. We are back with the date recap. So my personal story, a little bit along the lines of, you know, faith. I met a guy probably about 4 years ago here who I ended up dating for about, oh my gosh, maybe it was like 2.5, 3 years off and on. And he was, you know, super spiritual, as he said. And so I was like, okay, I'm intrigued. Okay. So we met up at a restaurant. And you know what? I should have. Listen, if you even smell the hint of a red flag, please run, because it's going to waste so much of your time. Mine that I saw was I walked in and he was wearing a tall white tee, baggy gray sweatpants, and Forces. This is a first date. Okay. And I should have known then, because for me, aesthetic, taking care of yourself is really important. So that was just kind of wild. But, you know, I was like, well, I don't want to be, you know, superficial. It turned out to be one of the most abusive, most toxic relationships I've ever had in my entire life. And it took so long to get out of. Some of the, we went to church maybe twice. Who would like mock my walk and all these things. It was so crazy. And so I say all that to say, give yourself the time to let others show you what that looks like. And if that's something, if your spirituality is something that's really important to you, you should find someone that is like-minded. It doesn't matter if it doesn't matter to you, if it's the same as yours, or but the intensity of it, if do they walk it out? Do they live it out? Do they have the moral compass that falls aligned with it? Are they pushing themselves? Are they growing? But also, are they taking time for space to actually pour into that section of themselves? Or are they just saying it as like a placeholder? So I just want to say, stay true to you. Love on you. Just keep doing what is valid to you in your spirituality, and the right person is going to come along that sees it, validates it, and is excited to walk that out with you.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening this week and all about spirituality. And my good friend Allison came on. I am so excited to bring you more episodes and content. A big thank you to this amazing platform and radio station, The Numbers. If you want to follow along, learn a little bit more about me, you can go to my social media. It is at Chloe Alexandra XO on Instagram. It's been so fun to just share different walks of life with you. Funny stories, little nuggets of wisdom, and just different experiences. So keep tuning in for all the messages of support for the show. Thank you so much. You guys are so sweet. Keep sending them. It's amazing and feels rewarding to me to know that it is impacting someone, whether it just gave you a laugh or gave you something to think about. So with that, I will see you next Thursday for another awesome guest. All my love and light to you.